This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year, dear listeners. This is a new day, a new month, a new year, a new everything. Hallelujah. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. This is She Excels, a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. Yeah, we call women higher to live with vision, to walk in purpose, to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success. Success by the book. Yes, the book is the Bible. This is your time. This is your call. And I'll add that this is your year. She Excels, becoming the woman God designed you to be. And I am so blessed to be your host, Eni Sone. Amen. Beautiful woman champion. Hallelujah. And this year is an amazing year. It's going to be blessed. Amen. We are starting this year with a theme called a year of excelling. A year of excelling. And we want to be thankful but prepared. But prepared. So once more, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And I wish you all the best. Stay tuned. You know, New Year's Day is a day where everybody's all smiles, you know, celebrating, happy. And you're like, Lord, thank you that I saw another year. It's a sacred moment where families gather together for a nice meal. And I'm sure you're having one now, or you are preparing to have one. You know, hearts are warm, hearts are open, hearts are alive. And that's why our theme for today is just the best. A year of excelling. Stepping into the year thankfully but prepared. You know, I'm always going to bring something that will get you working on something, right? Yes, because we have to excel. The year of excelling. It is She Excels show, right? We cannot start this year without envisioning or having our focus on how can I do it better than last year. Amen. That we start with thanksgiving. Lord, thank you. But we have to make sure that we're prepared for what God has in store for us. We celebrate God's faithfulness. Amen. But we also recognize that new victories require new preparation. New victories. Remember, I'm starting with the word victory. This year is going to be a victorious one, but it requires new preparation. New breakthroughs require new capacity. You need to extend your tent. You need to bring more jars so that the oil can be poured in. Remember the lady who needed to pay her debtors? The people she owed. Yeah, she owed. She was a debtor. And the husband died. So the prophet said, get all the jars, you know, and she had to pour oil. She expanded her capacity. New wine requires new wineskin. And that's our scripture for today, you know, when Jesus said it in Matthew 9, verse 17, sorry. It says, people do not pour new wine into old wineskin. Amen. But they pour new wine into new wine skins, and both are preserved. I've just shortened that verse. New year, new wine, new wine skin. Amen, amen, amen. God is ready to release new grace, and I pray that you're receiving it. New opportunities, new clarity, new possibilities. This year for you. And I want you to believe that. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming your way. You know, hallelujah. But the real question I have for you is, are you a new wineskin woman prepared to receive and carry what God is about to pour? You know, when something is new and you want to pour it, you must make sure that the vessel is clean. You know, you want to make sure that it's not going to be wasted. That's why the Lord said, what I'm about to pour into your life needs a new wineskin. Not the old wine. The old wine worked for you last year, right? It worked for you. The old wineskin, sorry, worked for you last year. But what the new places God is taking you to, just like he told Abraham, leave your country behind you and all your people and go to the land I'll guide you to. New culture, new language, new place for Abraham. Just think about all the new. Abraham's heart and life had to shift. He needed to learn how to move and move by the directions of God, even when he didn't know where he's going to. This is a new year. God knows the end from the beginning, so he knows where he's taking you to. But are you a new wineskin woman? Are you prepared to receive and carry what God is about to pour into your life? Amen. 2026 is a year of excelling. It's a year where you are stepping in. You're thankful, but you are prepared. You are prepared. You start by thanking the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for the things that you have done. Amen. Thank you for everything. Thank you for taking me through. You know, you should have a list of things that you can remember that God did for you. Make a list, a memorial list, you know, a list of remembrance, you know, like Jesus, like God told the Israelites to collect 12 stones from the Jordan and tell their children, you know, all the stories, what God did for them. So what has God done for you? I invite you to take time and just do that. Even if you cannot write it down right now, but just stop and think of it, whether you're in the kitchen or you're in your car or you're resting, whatever it is you're doing, just stop. If you're listening to me, stop and give gratitude to God for all the things he did for you in the past year. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for stepping in. Thank you for carrying me through. Thank you for life. Amen. Thank him for your walk with him. Thank him for your relationship with him. Thank him for grace, mercy, preservation, direction, answered prayers, even some doors that he closed. Thank him. Thank him for your health. Just stop and thank him. Thank him for your health, whether it is perfect or it's still in progress, you're still expecting your healing. Just thank him that you have strength and that you can breathe right now. You even have mobility, you know. Thank him. Thank him even for the promise that he has made to heal you. I want you to thank him also. The third thing you should thank him about, thank him for your mind, your emotional well-being. It's been a tough time. There's been a lot of mental problems, you know, where people have been. There's just a lot going on in the world, and there's a lot of shifts that have to happen, even mentally. So it's a new thing, and it's real. So just thank him for peace, the peace that you have known despite all the difficult places or difficult experiences you had last year. The tough moments, thank him for his peace, and that you are mentally well, emotionally well. Thank him for your relationships, your family, amen, your husband, if you're married, your children, your parents, amen. Thank him for your mentors, your helpers, your destiny helpers, your colleagues, hallelujah, those God sent to your life to lift you up, to help you. Thank him. Thank him for your purpose, the reason why you're here, the thing that keeps you busy, the thing that makes you wake up in the morning with joy and say, hey, I can't wait to do this. Thank him for giving your life meaning, because purpose gives meaning. Thank him for the journey, the alignment, the clarity, the things that you learned, the growth you were able to enter into because you kept diving deep into purpose. Thank him for that. Thank him for your work and your business. For those who have jobs, thank him. Thank him that you had an opportunity to go somewhere and give value, to use your skills. Thank him for the business that he has helped you to lead and to be the founder, the CEO, anything, whatever you are in your business. Just thank him for even giving you the business idea, for the profit, for the losses, for the colleagues, for the employees. Just thank him for the suppliers, the partnerships. Thank him. Thank him for provision. Thank him for your finances. Every bill that was paid, every way he made for you and your family. Amen. All the doors he opened, the debts he cleared, the miracles that happened, the breakthroughs financially, thank him for it. Thank him for your personal growth, the lessons you've learned along the way, the stretching, the transformation, the healing, the strengthening, you know, the things that you have come to know, the wisdom you've acquired from experience. You know, thank him. Thank him for all of that. As I'm speaking about it, I just want you to make prayers to the Lord and say, Lord, yes, I thank you for this. I thank you for this. This is a new year. It's a new day. Thank him for your environment, the place where he has placed you. You know, our environment helps or builds us or breaks us. But now you're standing, you've seen this new year. It means that the Lord placed you in good environment, the environment of your home, the environment of your community, the environment of your church, the environment of your workplace, the environment of your nation. You know, all these, the people that were in your environment that made you to be who you are today. Thank him. Thank him and thank him. The list is long. I can't give you everything, but you know what it is that God has done. Take time to just be grateful, with a grateful heart, thank him. You know, a woman who starts her year giving thanks become a woman who will excel. God will open your eyes to a lot more, you know. Gratitude is going to open your vision, is going to align your heart, is going to activate your faith, and is going to position you to receive a new wine. When you don't thank God, you have not recognized what he's done previously, there's no room for more. There's no room for more. God will like, she's not grateful. She's not grateful. But the more you thank God, the more you expand your heart and your capacity for the new things that he has in store for you. Take time to thank God. Thank you, Lord. This is a new day, the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will enter this year with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And I will say, this is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. What a blessing to see a new year. What a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited. God has been faithful. He has been faithful to you, to your family. He has been faithful to me, to my family, to my church. You know, he has been faithful. Everything that we hold so dear to. I don't know what you're celebrating today and remembering and thinking, like we just said in the last session, that it's time to be thankful. You have to be thankful. With gratitude, we entered into this year. Thank you, Lord, for 2026. I'm standing. I can see. I can talk. I can laugh. I can eat. You know, I hope you're enjoying your meal, the family meal, with all gratitude to the Lord. I just want to continue on what we started. We're talking about a year of excelling, and that's what we're proclaiming, that we shall know victories this year. We are stepping into this year thankfully, but we are prepared, and we are anchoring on that scripture that talks about you cannot put new wine in old wine skin. Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, and so on. The Lord is calling us to be ready to embrace the new directions he's going to give us, the new insights, the new people we will have to meet, the new places we'll have to go to. Amen. So you are becoming a woman with a new wineskin, a new wineskin woman. The preparation. Are you ready? Are you ready for what God has in store for us? When we started, we said the year is blessed. There's going to be new grace, new opportunities, new clarity, new possibilities, new. Everything is new. It's a new day, a new year. Amen. A new month. Hallelujah. So there must be preparation. A new year does not automatically produce new life. No. It does not automatically produce new things. Just because the calendar has changed, you now write 1, you know, and 2026, does not mean that everything has just all of a sudden changed. The calendar change does not equal personal change. God is interested in you. God is interested in you changing. If God is going to pour new things into you this year, you must become the woman with the capacity to hold it. And you have 4 shifts every woman must embrace in 2026. This new year, let us talk about them. I know you're enjoying, I know you're celebrating, but you know, women who are called to excel and who make purpose priority understand that even in my celebration, even in my thanksgiving, I am ready. Like Nehemiah, I'm building and I have a sword. I'm building the wall and I have a sword. You are not supposed to let everything slide today. No, you are preparing to enter into an amazing time of your life. It is your best year yet. It is your best year yet. So you are becoming a woman who has the capacity to pull off everything God has in store for you. Remember, he knows the end from the beginning. He's already planned this year for you. You just need to start working the steps and becoming the woman who is able to do that. So you have 4 shifts I want to share with you that you must embrace in this new year. The first shift is a new vision. I want you to ask God, what do you see for my life this year? A new wineskin woman sees differently. I don't know what blinded you last year that you never got to really do what God wanted you to do. He said, Lord, take the scales off. What do you see for my life this year? And I want you to ask in prayer with expectation that you will see, because you need a new vision. This year has never existed before. It's new. We are all new to this year. We don't know what is ahead, but God knows. I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you. So someone knows. Someone knows. So ask him, what is he saying, so that you can see, and that will give you your vision to run with this year. The next thing, shift that needs to happen is new capacity. I already spoke about that. So now I want you to ask the Lord, how do you want me to grow this year? Amen. How do you want me, Lord, to grow this year? You will need more discipline, more focus, more consistency. You know, you will not have to rely on your strength by his grace. You have to rely on his grace, but you will need to stretch. God expands the capacity of those who ask. Think about Solomon. When Solomon was called and anointed to be king, he was like, God, these people, these great people of yours, I have no clue how to lead them. I've never been in leadership before. I know nothing. My father did a good job. Me, I need your help. And the Lord did what? The Lord gave him wisdom. The Lord expanded his capacity to be wise in the things of God and in the things of the world that people had to come to learn from him. So get ready for new capacity. Now, the next shift will be new habits. What you do every day, the person you become to be able to pull through what God has in store for you needs new habits. Habits are things that you do effortlessly. You need to automate your life in some way, shape, or form so that you keep producing the results God is expecting for you. So I want you to ask the Lord, what habits do you want me to develop this year? And remember, habits are developed. They don't just fall on you as an anointing. They are developed. You get to practice them so that they become a lifestyle. But when you start, you're not good at it. But the more you do it, the more your brain reckons that this is how things should be done. And the next time you want to do it, it comes with ease, effortlessly. Amen. So God cannot pour new blessing into an old pattern, so new habits are needed. Old mindsets cannot carry new assignments. The way you did things before might not be the way you do it now. The way God will lead a king to go fight a battle is not the way he will lead another king. That's why David always asked God, inquired of the Lord, Lord, should I go? Should I stay? You need to have that kind of flexibility with God to know and get directions from him. So the old way you did things might not work now. It worked then, but not now. This is a year to upgrade your routines. Some routines you were doing last year did not help you. What are they? If you know them, write them down and ask God, Lord, what do you want me to develop this year? What new habits must I develop? The next shift that you need to develop is, or to embrace in 2026, is a new identity. Ask the Lord, what identity do you want me to know and stand on this year? Many of us have believed a lie from the pit of hell. You can't do it. You are not a woman for the job. It's too difficult. And we have piled excuses after excuses why we cannot believe what God says about us. And X said that, B said that, you said that, you know, he said that, and I'm believing all what these people are saying, but that's not my identity. You need to know who you are in Christ and whose you are and your assignment and what you must stand on. You know, one thing that the Lord told, I think, was it Jairus, who came to Jesus, said, please help, my daughter is dying. And then later they came and told him, oh, don't bother the master, the person is dead. And Jesus Christ said, hey, only believe. Believe. What did Jairus had? What did he have to stand on that time? Believe, because the news he heard was the opposite of what Jesus was asking him to do. Jesus said, okay, now let me tell you what you're going to stand on now. You're going to stand on faith in God. Some of us must stand on peace. Some of us must stand on joy. Some of us must stand on faith. Some of us must stand on mercy. There's something you have to embrace. Some of us must stand on the anointing. I strongly believe that God has anointed me for this, and I am anointed. David was anointed king. Even though he was a shepherd boy tending the sheep, God saw a king. and he had to believe that about himself. And because he believed it, he kept making progress. And before long, David was king. Joseph knew he would be a leader. He knew that about himself. And because he knew that identity, God has called me to lead. Everywhere he went, he was leading. Potiphar's house, prison, the palace, he led. He believed what God said about him. You need to believe. You cannot enter 2026 thinking like the woman you were in 2025. Ask yourself, who must I become this year? What character, wisdom, skill, or courage must grow? What must grow in me? Amen. Remember, new wine requires a new you. A new year requires a renewed woman. I want you to embrace that. So we just talked about the four shifts. I would say the five shifts that you need to embrace this year in order to be what God wants you to be and do what he has called you to be. A new vision, a new capacity, new habits, new identity. Hallelujah. It's a new year, a new day. Happy 2026. Amen. Hallelujah. And I hope you're celebrating and rejoicing with thanksgiving. Amen. And praise, you know, and adoration to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me about what God has in store for us this year. We're talking about a year of excelling, a year of excelling. I want you to put that as a vision before your eyes. You are not the same woman you were last year. Yes, last year was just yesterday, but yes, things have changed. You know, one of the things that I've just been blown away by as I read the Bible is every time a king is anointed, they change, their hearts change immediately. You know, somebody is this, and then the next moment, we're talking about seconds, they change. So God can change you just like that. In a twinkle of an eye, God can just change you. So, you know, yesterday was just yesterday. I slept and got up. What has changed? Something has changed. It's a new year. It's a new day. And there are new mercies for this day. Amen. God has already released new grace, new opportunities, new clarity, new possibilities for you this year. But we had a question. The question we had today was, but are you ready? Are you a new wineskin woman? Are you prepared to receive and carry what God is about to pour out into your life? So we've left from the place of thanksgiving. You know, not that we're not thankful. Amen. We just talked about being thankful and really listing out different things God has done for you in your life, in the different areas of your life. But now we're shifting to that place of being prepared. Because if God must pour new wine into new wineskin, the old must go, the new wine must be made. Wineskin must be made. So what is this new wineskin? You know, what is this new wineskin? What is the vision God has for me? What are the things, as we've declared, new opportunities and all? And who must I become to be able to carry this thing? One of the things that I am very, very strong on, and I believe is what has really brought about all the things that have happened in my life, is setting goals, having a vision, making it clear, and having a goal to get that vision realized. You know, a vision is what you're expecting, is what you see in your mind's eye, but the goal is what brings that vision into reality. So if you want to see the reality, you want to touch and feel and smell what God has in store for you today on this or this year, you need to set the goals that are in line with the vision that God will give you so that you see them come to pass. So setting goals will prepare you for excellence. You don't just say, this year is a year of excellence, and you declare. I'm sure many of us have made declarations, you know, during the crossover night, all night, whatever you call it, you know, 31st, you move from that time and you declared stuff. Declarations are good. They are like the anointing. But if you are anointed and you don't go to do what you are anointed for, it's a wasted anointing and you will never see results. And that's not what we want today. So goals are the systems that you put in place to make real what you're dreaming of, what God has put in your heart. Goals is like giving God the new wine skin, that here's a new wine skin, pour the wine, and it's able to hold the wine. If you don't have goals, you know, goals have deadlines. It's not just a wish. If you have goals without dreams without deadline, that's no goal. So you need to have that container that can hold the new wine. And your goals is one of those systems that you put in place to do that. So I want you to think about it. And research has shown that many people abandon their goals by the second week of January. We're talking about next week. Next week, all those beautiful things you declared, you said, you spoke, you know, you believed God, you were excited. It was like the Holy Spirit just came upon you. Within 2 weeks, you will start saying, huh, what did I say? You just abandon them. That's what research has said. I don't want us to be statistics. Amen. We are not going to be part of that research and that statistics. We're going to insist and ensure that we are prepared for what is coming. Hallelujah. So, and it's not just because the goals were wrong, you know, people not pulling through with what they envisioned for the year. It's not because the goals were wrong, but because they were not prepared. Preparation was weak. I want to, anything you want to do, you know, on this show, we're going to talk about everything that will help you excel. And we're committed to it this year. So preparation is the first thing. It's the first thing. You can't skip that. That is preparing that vessel that will carry what God is about to pour out. So today I want to give you four characteristics of good God-ordained goals for 2026. This is how you're going to prepare. What will I do to make sure that the things that the Lord is telling me to do. And I just hope you've already done that. You've started setting your goal. You've set your goal because it's already late right now. But this is time to go back to them, revisit them, and ensure that they are God-aligned goals and they are the goals that will bring about what you're working towards. So it's never too late. It's the first day of the year. The first thing is the goals must be clear. Clear goals. Not vague desires. Clear, measurable, time-bound goals, relevant, you know, the SMART, you know, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Yes, relevant. I love that part of goals. It must be relevant to your season. Some of us who set goals that needs us to be 10 years ready before we can pull them out. And when we don't pull them out in 1 year, we get frustrated, depressed, and we're crying, Lord, you don't love me. No, relevant. Do you have the skills to pull that up? Do you have the resources? Are you in the right place to do that? If it is not a goal that can be done now, what is a step that will be done in this year that prepares you for when it will be done? So you begin to make sure that it is relevant and there's a time frame so that you don't have my whole life to do it. Amen. And then you never see progress and you just keep turning around and you're not challenging yourself to make the progress that is needed. The Lord said in Habakkuk 2:2, the famous scripture we always quote, write a vision down and make it plain so that someone can, I'm paraphrasing now, someone can run with it. You know, if your vision is clear and somebody can take that vision and run with it, it means it's so clear that they are not I'm not sure what he really or she really wants me to do. No, it's clear. It is plain, easy. Somebody said a 6-year-old should be able to read your goals and know what they should expect when it finally comes to pass. It means it's so clear that they understand that when they see it, the reality of it, they say, oh, that's it. That's what Auntie wrote. That's what Auntie was saying she was going to do because the goal was very clear. So clear goals. The next one is purpose-aligned goals. Goals that reflect the direction God is pulling you towards, not where fear is pushing you from or where what people want or what you dream of doing. You know, this program is for people who love Jesus and they are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, set goals that are aligned to God's design, original purpose for your life. God's design. I know the plans I have for you. God knows the plans, not you. So it's not about your goals, it's God's goals for you. So make sure that they align to God's direction for your life, not doing your own thing. The third thing is stretch goals, goals that will stretch you. Remember, we talked about capacity, not goals that you can reach in your comfort zone. goals that will demand more from you. And you say, but Amy, I don't have more. You have. There's potential in you that has not yet been tapped. And this new year, get ready to excel by stretching that, getting out of your comfort zone. Goals that require you to grow, to learn, to practice new things, to build new things, to build competence, to build discipline, to build. You'll be stretching in different areas. The fourth characteristics I want to talk about is supported goals. These are goals that are supported by the right structure. The plan should be there. The routine should be there. Accountability should be there. Prayer should be there. You know, if you set your goals and there is no structure around it or systems to make it happen, those will be beautiful goals written on a piece of paper or wherever, vision boards or whatever thing that you write on, and they will never happen because there is no system. So supported goals. Ensure that your goals have a system. And I teach that in my courses and things, the women who are in my community. We get to learn how to put in place systems that helps us to see that the goals we've set, they come to pass. Amen. So if someone is listening to me today and you're thinking, but I failed last year, you know, I lost consistency, but I feel tired before I'm even starting, I want to talk to you today. Hear me very well. The old wineskin you have is gone. Believe it, it's gone. God has done something new. And God is doing something new. And God will continue to do something new. Amen. Do something new. I love new days. I love new weeks. I love new months. I love new quarters. I love new years because God is giving me a chance to begin again. So I want you to begin again. So in the coming She Excels episode for this January, we are going to continue to build on today's foundation. We are going to build on consistency. We are going to build on how to plan, we're going to build on how to set kingdom aligned goals, we're going to build on how to create habits that support the goal, we're going to build on growing our capacity, we're going to build on how to walk in clarity and purpose, we're going to build on staying aligned with God throughout the year. 2026 is a year of excelling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I can't wait to hear your testimonies. We've just been talking about being thankful, being prepared, capacity, habits, goals, all those things that need to make sure that the things that the Lord has laid on our hearts this year come to pass. God is waiting for you. There are new mercies. There are new anointings, you know, new opportunities. That's what we've been declaring. And I'm speaking that over you right now. And remember, you are no longer old wineskin. You are new wineskin. Prepare to receive the new wine God has for you today. It's a new season. It's a new year. There's a fresh anointing that is coming your way. As the songwriter says, it's coming your way and it's coming for you today. Praise the Lord. I'm sure this what we've shared today has encouraged you, has empowered you, has stirred you up to not see this year as any other year. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. God is saying, start again. Open a fresh page and take your pen and start writing the next story and the next chapter of your life. 2026. It's new and there are victories for you. Embrace a victory. Amen. Embrace the victories. I just want to wrap up with something that I talked about, that I said you should ask God. Ask God for a new vision. Ask God for new capacity. Ask God for new habits. Ask God for new identity. These are your new wine skins that is needed for the wine God is going to pour into your life this year. New places. You're going to grow. The testimonies will be amazing. I'm declaring that over you. And I just want to say thank you for joining me again on She Excels here on Radio Cape Pulpit. I'm grateful. And if you have been blessed by this session, we would like to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657 or email us on info@capepulpit.co.za. Please share this episode, share it, you know, and share with us your wings, your take, your vision. We'll pray with you. We want to hear what God is going to be writing against your life this year. We want to hear it. I'm sure God is going to do a lot for you. So until next time on She Excels, keep walking in wisdom, keep building with purpose, and keep shining with excellence. I'm your host, Enisone, and I want to wish you a beautiful, joyful, blessed, and purpose-filled new year. Happy New Year, and remember, this is your year of excelling. You are a new wineskin, ready to receive the new wine. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your day with family, but stay tuned. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.